dirty money, dirty rain, a dirty deal with the devil, burning.
Hey, you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5, and this is Mary Gaucher, and I'm listening too.
Can't find the word. Is that gorgeous or what? Welcome, friends, to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's a UMFM singer-songwriter show here every Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., playing you the good stuff. My name's Jeff, and I thank you for being here. You can call me today. You want to talk? 204-269-8636, 269 UMFM. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here live looking out the window at this gorgeous sunny day. I am also Jeff Robson here in Winnipeg City. I don't even know what to say anymore these days. You know, you look out the window and it looks like a beautiful, safe, welcoming world. And then you read the news and you find out, holy hell, are we in a lot of trouble? So we're gonna try to find ourselves some hope, some mercy, and just try to make it through the day, because every day we seem to be one step forward to the big one. And let's enjoy ourselves while we can. And there's really not much more else that a rational person can say about what's going on south of the border these days. So we'll just we'll do our thing. We'll play some great music. And one of the benefits, one of the good things that's come out is that songs, John Moreland had that song, "Nobody Gives a Damn About Songs Anymore." People are starting to, it seems like maybe they're starting to care about songs again, because songs, you know, often are the only way that we can find sense in this world. I think it was, I think it's John D. Graham or somebody, maybe it was Abraham Lincoln, I don't know, who said that, the role of the artist, the job of the art is to make you feel a little less alone in the world. And, that's pretty much the best we can hope for right now. So let's try to be kind and generous and merciful and listen to some songs that'll soothe your soul. If you got a song that'll soothe my soul or somebody else's soul or just yours, if you want to be selfish like that, 269-8636, 269 UMFM. Or you can send me a message or whatever it'll take. Not a lot of shows going on. One big, big, big one that I'm very excited about coming up on Friday, the Old Sunset Saloon. I've told you about it before. I'll tell you about it again today. I got a brand new record today. Well, I didn't get it. I was listening to a brand new record today from a good friend of Mary Gaucher's. We'll play some of that for you coming up. I don't want to be nasty, but I don't think I get it. So you might have to help me make sense of that new record. We did start off with Mary Gaucher, "Can't Find the Way." Oh yeah, one of the things I was rambling about is that a lot of people are sharing great songs on the social media, and a lot of times they kind of raise some thoughts that seem to be relevant today. We kicked it off with a song from Mary from her album Between Daylight and Dark. We heard "Can't Find the Way," just gorgeous. And it doesn't particularly speak to anything that's going on, but it has a great sentiment that I think we can kind of recognize. Here's another one, and this is kind of, it's become an anthem, and rightly so. One more from Mary, telling us, reminding us that we could all use a little mercy now.
my father could use a little mercy now. The fruits of his labor falling right slowly on the ground. His work is almost over. It won't be long. He won't be around. I love my father. He could use some mercy now. My brother could use a little mercy now. He's a stranger to freedom. He's shackled to his fear and his doubt. He lives in, it's almost more than living will allow. I love my brother, he could use some mercy now. My church and my country could use a little mercy now. As they sink into a poison pit, it's gonna take forever to climb out. They carry the weight of the faithful who follow them down. Church and country, they could use some mercy now. Every living thing could use a little mercy now. Only the hand of grace can end the race. Towards another mushroom cloud. People in power, they'll do anything to keep their crown. I love life and life itself. Could you some some mercy now. Every single one of us could use some mercy now. Every single one of us could use some mercy now.
Admire most a melody and what it could do with love and words. And I used to admire most the poet who with a pen untangled this world into verse. And I used to admire all I thought was profound. I plagiarized the prophets and the saints. Ah, but now that I'm older, oh, it's mercy that I admire most. Ah, it's mercy that I admire most. And I waited out my low youth for a fallow spectacle in line, snaking round coliseums. And I marched in the trench under fame's soft fist clenched. And I paid all the scalpers just to see them. Ah, but now that I'm older, oh, it's mercy that I admire most. Ah, it's mercy that I admire most. And I admire the pure of heart that will one thing. And I admire the steady in their routine. And I admire decision and the mind that endures it, and those who speak, though they be shamed. And I admire all the reckless voices for the voiceless, and the man standing in the path of tanks. Ah, but now that I'm older, oh, it's mercy that I admire most. Ah, it's mercy that I admire most. Mercy.
Hey there, this is John Brooks. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM. Don't text and drive.
I'm just trying to earn a living. I'm an old man at 39. My two kids and my ex-wife moved up to Riverside. I'm an agent on the border. I drive the back roads late at night. The mountains east of El Cajon, north of the Tecate line, where the California summer sun will burn right through your soul. But in the winter you can freeze to death in the California snow. I catch the ones I'm able to. I watch the others slip away. And some I know their faces. I might even know their names. I guess they think that we're all movie stars and millionaires. I guess they think their dreams and hopes will all come through up here. And I bet the weather's warmer way down in Mexico. No one ever warned them of the California snow. Last winter I found a man and wife, and it was just about daybreak. Lying in a frozen ditch north of the interstate. I wrapped him in a blanket, Lord, but she'd already died. We shipped the man on back alone, south of the border line. And I don't know where they came from, or where they'd hope to go. But he carried her body all night long through the California snow. And the things I've seen up here make me think about my life. I might go back to Riverside and try to fix things with my wife. Or maybe I'll just get in the truck and drive as far as I can go. Away from all these ghosts that haunt the California snow. And the California summer sun will burn right through your soul. In the winter you can freeze to death in the California snow. In the winter, you can freeze to death in California snow. Fundamentalist Jews, we got fundamentalist Christians, they'll blow the whole thing up for you. But as I travel around this big old world, there's one thing that I most fear. It's a white man in a golf shirt with a cell phone in his ear.
At Winnipeg, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah. right to the end. So you'd say, do us the honor, have something to eat. And he'd say, where were you when I was living on the street? If he showed up now, there'd be trouble, I bet. He'd be talking revolution. Or did you forget when you told him you'd follow him? He said, if you were anything like me, they'd kill you too. You say, I've been calling you, having you heard. I live by your name and I die for your word, and I'd fight to defend it in every detail. He'd say, where were you when I was in jail? If he came as a pauper when you expected a king, or as an illegal scrounging for bills, or a defenseless child in the Afghan hills, you say, I've been fighting your cause all along. I studied your pages and sang out your songs, and it was in your name that I closed every prayer. He'd say, where were you when I was sick and couldn't get care? You'd say, if I'd known it was you, I'd have come. I fought for your honor, and all that I've done, it was under your banner, in the name of the Son. And he'd say, where were you for the weakest ones? Where were you for the
That is the brilliant, the beautiful Scott Cook there from Edmonton, Alberta. I love that guy so much, and that's such a great song. We'll send that out to all the so-called Christians down in the United States. Scott Cook has a brand new record. You can go to scottcook.net, order yourself up a copy. Actually, it's a Corin Raymond style package. It's a book that just happens to have a CD in it. You go to scottcook.net, you order yourself a copy. I don't know what's on it. I don't know what kind of a record it is, but it really doesn't matter. Scott Cook has never steered me wrong. I love that guy, and I know you would too. So I ordered my copy. You should do yours, or at least wait until I get mine and start playing the heck out of it for you. Scott Cook, so smart. Before that, we heard Stephen Fearing. He's got a brand new record called Every Soul's a Sailor, and it's a pretty swell one. We heard Blowhard Nation, his political statement that he debuted last summer. I bet he had no idea how long he'd have to be singing that song. It's pretty frightening. We heard the Drive-By Truckers in there from their latest masterpiece, American Band. We heard Ramon Cassiano there featuring Mike Cooley. We heard a couple from Tom Russell in there before that. Who's Gonna Build Your Wall from Wounded Heart of America? That song not written about the current situation, written years ago. How relevant it has become. Yeah. And we heard California Snow in there from Tom Russell as well, from his album Borderland. We heard something from the mighty John Brooks in there, Mercy, from his Delicate Cages record. And I spent all morning pretty much watching John Brooks videos on YouTube. If you go to John Brooks's YouTube channel, you might fall down the wormhole and just end up addicted. Getting all choked up just thinking about it. And Mercy Now from Mary Gaucher started us off on that set. I don't know if we've found any hope or any acceptance, but we're trying. We're trying. Oh, there it is. Oh, there was a song that I was going to fit in there, and I didn't. Can I do it? Yeah, why not, right? Sure. I want to play you two new things. So there's something new from White Horse that I'll play you. New single called Boys Like You. Last week we were raving about Imelda May's new sound, and we have another track from her featuring Jeff Beck on guitar, which is pretty swell. But first, I was trying to find this in my little playlist, and I couldn't find it, but turns out I'm blind or stupid or something, because it was right there. So let's pretend that this kind of was in with the Wall songs and stuff a while ago. This one is by a lady who I've, you know, it's a name that I've heard so many times, and I think maybe I watched a few minutes of her on Austin City Limits or something, and I didn't get it, and I don't know that I necessarily should or will. But she has Greg Brown helping her out on this one, so it makes a lot more sense to me. So here's, how do you say it? Anais Mitchell? Anais? I don't know. Check it out. Greg Brown. Tell the band to go home.
have that they should want? My children, my children, what do we have that they should want?
Hi, everybody. This is Greg Brown, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM right here in beautiful Winnipeg. Thank you.
handsome, drunk, sad bastard with a rusty draw. All I wanted was to make the top five with no chance of waking up with y'all. All I wanted was to have you show me a little thigh, put it in the bank. All I wanted was to think about your pretty face when I need a something to believe in. Give me something I can aspire to. Just a clue as to what it might take. What kind of clothes, what kind of car. I got money, not afraid to spend it. I got a girl, not afraid to end it. I got moves that I stole from JT back.
New music from Luke Doucette and Melissa McClellan, White Horse, put out that new single very recently. I don't know. What do you think of it? Do you like it? It's different. It's interesting. Boys Like You. Before that, something, another brand new, gorgeous thing from Imelda May. She's got a new record coming out in a while. How's that? Is it in a while? Is that April 7th? It's called Life, Love, Flesh, Blood. A drastic departure for Imelda May, if you've heard her before. But holy cow, do I like it. Like it a lot. Jeff Beck in there wailing away on the guitar. And we heard Anais Mitchell from the album Hades Town with Why We Build the Wall featuring Greg Brown. That's his name, Greg Brown. Yeah. I'm going to take a break and try to untangle my tongue. And I'll come back and I'll play a couple of things, maybe a few things from a new record. I don't know. I'm not sure. You're going to help me with this one. So stick around. Please, I need you. I want you. I love you.